everybody. Welcome to Friday morning. Yep, the weekend is finally upon you, and it's deserved, I'm sure. Jeez, this week has just gone so quickly.
Really?
I got a lot done this week.
That's amazing.
With
the sun,
all the rain and the cold.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The gloom
that slows things down, but I'm feeling like I deserve a weekend after this week.
That's nice. Oh. I feel I'm quite solar powered. This week has felt fucking
arduous. Oh, really?
Yeah, like I haven't seen the sun since what? Sunday?
Yeah.
Basically, like living
Since Valentine's Day.
Since Valentine's Day, you're right. That was it. That was the last shining.
Wow, that's true.
Yes.
Jesus.
Woke up this morning, I saw like clear sky. So happy.
Okay, well, I'm very, very happy that the sun is coinciding with the weekend because that's where people want to be outside and you can actually do things that are fun. I see the comments section is alive and well already this morning. Jeez, people are busy, hey? this is for Simpiwe.
Okay.
Simpiwe, you need to tell us what you think about the Brigitte Macron story. It's so terrible. Too much family fuckery in die geld in die familie, to keep the money in the family. Macron is getrouwd met zijn pa. So is this...
No, people are getting it wrong. You see, you don't follow stories properly.
Give us the tea.
Macron married his teacher, right? So the first lady is not a lady. It's a man. It's a transgender woman, right? I follow Candace. You'll hear the full
Candace
tea.
Owens.
Yes, right, please. Yeah. But I believe it. I believe it to the T, okay? He didn't marry his dad. Someone got it wrong on TikTok and now everyone's running with
far,
it.
Yeah. You know, they've done a pretty good job of keeping it secret up to now.
Oh, yeah. So, like, I feel sorry for those French journalists that have been trying to, like, tell us the story because they were just buried, you know?
Literally buried.
Yeah, we've realized journalists don't actually know what's going on.
Yeah.
They get told.
That's also true.
Literally, people wave, like, chicken sandwiches in front of them and they go, okay, yeah, that's
sweetheart. That is true.
School sweetheart.
Yeah. But the few that were trying to tell us the truth, you know, they were buried. But thank goodness for Candace Owens, who was like, I don't care what they do to me. I'm going to tell the truth.
Yeah, she's like a dog with a bone on this story, huh?
Yes, and I believe her. This is the only time I will say believe her.
I think so too. She could choose many other things, like safe bets for her career, progression, money earning, but she's gone after this one.
This one and the Jews. she really doesn't like Brigitte Macron or the Jews. That's what she's decided. These are two pillars of the Candace Owens house. But okay, I mean, I think it's fascinating. Just, you know, there was a time where, you know, I mean, Bill Clinton got a blowjob under the desk in the Oval Office, right? Mm-hmm. And that was outrageous. I mean, compared
so
to marrying a man,
from
if you're a man.
Desk.
Is there anyone there?
Oh, Monica, you're allowed out. Hi, everybody. Good morning. I'm coming to you live from the White House.
That used to be a big scandal. That was a big deal. Yeah. Now, in order for even to qualify as a scandal, you have to have been lying about whether you're a man or a woman your whole life for it to qualify. I mean, it's the stakes are way higher. And you can still become president if you marry a man, if we believe the story. Mm-hmm. Simpiwe does.
Yes.
I'm not going to argue with you this morning. then that's the entry level for scandal now. I mean, things are just that crazy.
Yeah, a little bit of heterosexual philandery just doesn't even blip
no.
anymore.
I mean, like, you would have to... by the way, I've got an update on that front as well, the heterosexual philandery. So listen to this. You remember that Lily Phillips girl who
took
had
like
sex?
300 guys?
That's the one. 101 dudes. Yeah, 101 dudes lined up and all pumped her, right?
Yeah.
It was like a... it must have been... what a horrible scene for guys... 4 to 100.
I think
guys 1, 2, and 3. Guy 1 is like, oh, okay. But the rest, I mean,
did
it's just disgraceful.
They interviewed some of the guys that actually participated.
And
there was one who flew from wherever to be with her. He was like, I'm so glad I got this opportunity. There was another guy who was like in tears. I think he was guy number 40 something. Uh-huh. And he was like, I can't believe I did this. My family's going to disown me. And then like guy number 100, he was just like, yeah, I don't think I'll ever do this again.
Oh, well, here's the best news of all.
Oh, no.
She is. This is trending on X this morning. She is pregnant.
Ah.
After the 101 men challenge, who would have guessed that that might happen?
So wait, she doesn't know who the dad is.
Of course she doesn't know who the dad is. You got 101 possibilities here. I mean, even the biggest almighty slut in Johannesburg right now is going, well, I can round it down to about three guys. She's got to somehow figure her way between 101. And look, it could just be a ploy.
Yeah.
Because she's, let's just say that she... Her integrity is not entirely unquestionable.
Well, guys, what if she was already pregnant and she felt quite swuck about it? So then she lined up the 101 guys just to go, oh, well, I'll choose the best
worse.
One.
No, that's disgusting. Raise the kid
with I know, but like the bar's low with Lily, right? But what if she was so ashamed of being pregnant that she just thought, like, if I put this on top of it, it'll be less of a scandal?
Just hang on a second. Ashamed of being pregnant? I mean, I don't know that pregnancy should be thought of by anybody as being shameful.
No, of course, for not. Starters. We're talking about Lily.
As someone who slept with 101 women, she has no right to call anything shameful.
That's also anything. True. That's
like
also
you, true. Sorry, honey, you left that in your past, along with your dignity and everything else.
Shit, but then, like, where do you go from there? Like, obviously, it's a ploy and it's a reality show waiting to happen, right? Because now, yeah. What if she has like this miracle wheel of fortune which she spins to try to find the dad.
And then what if she actually does tests and she finds out who the dad is?
That's the thing. So I reckon she has the kid, right? And then she lines up these 100 guys again and they do a show where they try and match the dad.
Yeah, and then we all have to guess.
I'm sorry if I make you this into a game show.
No, but I think it's a very good idea for a game
this
show.
This is where we are.
But I mean, then that guy will obviously be able to raise money because people will go, we place bets on who we think it is.
Oh, totally.
That's how it funds the kid's education one day. But then the child will grow up. It's not the pregnancy that's shameful. It's the child's life.
Yeah.
That he's going to grow up with this whore of a mother.
The child is so screwed.
Really, it sucks so badly for this kid. Like, oh, is that your mom? Can you imagine the first day he gets to school? It's like, oh, here's Lily's kid.
Oh, my God.
Little Sammy. Sammy walks in. He's like, hey, everybody, do you want to be my friend? Fuck no. Be your friend? Your mother is basic. I mean, I just walked through her vagina to get to school this morning.
There it was, covering the gates.
Oh, my word.
Like, there it was over the main highway. Just like a big arch. Just, come
Some
on.
Some people just don't think things through, huh?
Yeah.
But you know what's worse? Is that like in her...
Please tell me what's worse.
In her pregnancy, she's actually going to do things, hey? She's going to, you know... Because she still needs to make money. Yeah. That's the reality.
Yeah.
And so she's given birth. And so there's guys out there that have a fetish for pregnant women. And I bet you she's going to do some content as a pregnant lady.
Oh, that is terrible. Imagine you're that kid, you're inside your mother, you don't know what's going on, and then suddenly the whole fucking time.
Or it's always light because you got camera lights on.
Yeah.
It's always
there's always light pouring.
It's never dark. Like, you're what like,
let me sleep. I need my rest. Oh, it's just horrible. What a nasty, nasty story.
Some people should not have kids. Like, what the hell?
Oh, it's just awful. Yeah.
But also, if you're a grandparent to that,
grandparent.
Your grandparent is like, it's a proud moment, right? Your offspring is that offspring. But now your offspring is that offspring.
No. I don't think I hope for her sake her grandparents are dead because there's no way that they're going to be like, yeah, that's our Lily.
Well, I mean, her parents have embraced it. So clearly that family
they've embraced it, huh?
Dysfunctional. Her mom is her manager. The dad talks about his friends being signed up to her OnlyFans. That's family's already dysfunctional, so I'm sure the grandparents are like, oh my gosh, you've done so well for yourself, my darling.
Wow. Actually, Simpu is right. She's so right.
We always forget the cultural nuances of life in the show, hey?
Yeah.
She's a pillar of the community.
Go straight to it.
Not a great community, but she's a pillar.
She's inspiring a lot of young girls, okay?
So, oh, man. Oh. Okay, and then Lee comes in out of nowhere with this comment this morning. Oh, we've got to refer to it. Lee says, I wish they would leave Oscar alone right now. Oh. That guy's paid his dues, and I'm sure he'll never have quality of life anyway. No money, new relationship will make him make what he had to endure easier. Okay.
This is the story, right? Some chick is willingly dating Oscar. She's blonde. Her name is Rita.
It's not. No.
Yes.
Rita, and she's blonde.
Yes.
Too close for comfort.
It is very close for comfort. And I think the late Reva's mom is like, well, this woman's got like a bit of a death wish. I think she's made a couple of comments in that regard. I could be wrong.
Okay, so first of all, lightning doesn't strike twice. I doubt very much he's going to go on a killing spree of every future girlfriend.
He probably won't murder again because it might get him into prison again.
Yeah, I don't think anyone who's ever been into South African prison, even as a visitor, ever wants to go back there. I don't think that all prisoners are rehabilitatable. I think there's some people who are just, they're recidivists. They're going to go back and do the same thing they did before. But Oscar didn't, I don't get the feeling that he's like looking to be a serial killer. Do you know what I mean?
Fair.
I don't get the feeling like he's going to, first time I could have done this a little better. I think I want to just improve my means of killing. I don't know what he's thinking.
Or how I deal with problems in my life.
Maybe yeah, I do think this. That this is. Listen, I wouldn't want to be her necessarily. That is a odd place to find yourself. Is as Oscar Pistorius' girlfriend, but I don't think it's appropriate, really, that like Reva's mom's saying to the new girlfriend, "You shouldn't really. You got a death wish." Like,
it's called advice, eh?
Yeah, but you got to see where she's coming from, though, Gareth.
It's called advice.
Have you ever met a girl who's dating a guy who wants to get advice from the previous girlfriend's mom, even if she's dead?
No, but Upsala, you want to be able to say, I told her, and whatever she does with this information from here on out is on her. She can't say she did not know.
Guys, we spoke about dating extensively last week, obviously. And this woman, I haven't seen many pictures of her. I saw like a side profile. She looks all right. Now, are you telling me that she is so struggling to find guys?
No, maybe she likes...
James is single. Flex is single. Yeah. And she's choosing this oak who's under parole after murdering his girlfriend. And that's not me mincing like...
No, that's what the court found. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, maybe we
should... Takes a type.
I don't know. I mean, again, we're not in there. We're not involved. It's like when people comment on like Ben Affleck and, what's his name? No, Jennifer Lopez.
Oh,
and they comment on that like they know something. Or, Prince Harry and Meghan, like when Trump said, I'm not going to add to Prince Harry's trouble. Is that wife of his just terrible? We don't know.
Okay, quotes ever from a president.
I love that the president of the United States told a couple, did he feel sorry for the husband because the wife is terrible?
but
he doesn't know.
Yeah, you never know the full story. It's just from the outset, interesting choice.
Yeah, all right. Look, she's made her bed. She must lie in it.
Well, mm-hmm. She's made her bed, and I hope she's got a way of running away from it if needs be.
All right. Okay. By the way, someone said it's 1,000 men. It's not 100 that Lily fucked.
No, guys. You're confusing them. So let me... clear this up. She did 100 and then she wanted to do 1,000 to break the world record because apparently the record is 900 and something. No, but her friend, because it's a whole community.
A whole universe of sluts out there, right?
Yes, and then she's like, I'm going to do one better and actually beat you to it and sleep with 1,000 something. And then hers is even worse. I think hers is, she likes kids. She just wants like fresh out of varsity, like virgins, and she's like, Barbie.
Oh, she
your
likes
brother.
The really young dudes.
Yes, the young dudes who don't really have much experience. And then she was with them, and basically she did 1,000 in one day.
Amazing how you've just tidied that Oscar story up so nicely. It's the least controversial or weird thing.
I love that. You see, Simpiwe is like our keep us honest person here. She's not going to allow us to, when pop culture comes up, she's going to allow us to just get the story wrong, which I appreciate.
Okay, so we are 12 minutes in, okay? So Macron married his PE teacher, basically, because he was a nice oak.
Guys, we're 20 minutes into the show, and we've got into all of it. We've gone into Oscar, the Macrons.
Lily's having a baby, which nobody wanted or nobody was hoping for.
Yeah,
and Oscar's got a new girlfriend, and she's happy. She's...
Let's see what happens. Yeah, her friend is called Bonnie Blue.
Yeah, that's why I don't like her. Like, she's West
Bonnie
Indian.
Blue who?
Like, why are you busy with, like, boys and kids that are very naive and... No, like...
They're the ones that are dumb enough and they can bounce back from such trauma. They go, yeah, I will go bang that Bonnie Blue.
No, but it's disgusting. She goes to Varsities and has a sign, like, you know, I'll sleep with you for... Like... It's disgusting. Leave these kids alone. You're grown women. Sleep with your age mates.
Someone in the comments, Zelna says, is it Lily slapped silly you guys are talking about? the drag queen, right? That Lily slapped silly. No, it's Lily the almighty slut. Okay. The kilometers of cock Lily. That's the one we're talking about. Lee says he will be asked who's your daddy a lot during his lifetime and it won't be sexy. Stacy's mom has got it going on, says Sugar Shabalala. Take that kid to Mars. You're a whore and I can't be in love with a whore. How many men have you slept with? 500, 5,000? Quoting Game of Thrones, Tyrion Lannister. Yeah. Oscar's new lady must be very confident in her bathroom door.
Hectic.
I'm living with Oscar. I'm installing bulletproof bathroom doors, says Carl. Yeah, you see, people are on this. They're very sharp. People, our listeners and viewers have very good, very strong survival instincts.
Yeah, well, we do kind of give them all the perils of life to deal with.
But who's the bitch who did 1,057? Imagine the state of that vagina.
That's her. That lady over there busy with kids.
Might look like it's been shot through the bathroom door. Oh, that's disgusting. All right. And then that Don Kitty says, guys, may I also point out that in these record-breaking shags, not many men actually got to finish in there.
Oh, yeah. There was like So let me break it down for you. In this documentary for Lily Phillips doing the 100, because that was just training, you know, so that she could build up the stamina to take.
This is like when they show Rocky, shadow boxing on the steps of the Philadelphia City Hall, right? And then. But he's just before the fight. Now she's just getting ready. But...
Yeah, she's getting ready. So she's preparing herself.
It's funny how boxing meat was your analogy.
Right.
And so this guy goes to interview her and asks her, okay, have you taken any measures to make sure that all the guys have been screened and you know who they are? She's like, oh, yeah, we just asked them to like send a thing if like they have any STIs or whatever. And it's like, girl, you need to take this more seriously. She didn't know how you contact HIV. She was like, oh, is that how you get it? And then they...
You're kidding. She had no idea.
She had no idea. It's on the documentary. Stupid, it's like 40 minutes.
So she might have a Hassan Ferenikung then.
She really might.
But I'm worried now more about this child. It might not just be a normal child that goes to school after all. It might be some frog spawn homunculus that comes out of there with eight arms and and a built-in STD. I mean, it's just
getting... Gareth, it gets better, right? Because on the day itself, they booked out this Airbnb and they had the guys, obviously, they were trickling in. Right? But then
trickling
the guys...
in. Let's use the word trickle. Seriously. It's impure.
Wait. Oh. And obviously, there were guys that had signed up and they had pre-selected. Some of those guys were like, can't make it. So on the day of, they were asking the guys that were there, hey, don't you have friends that like would like to, because we need to meet.
Yeah, we've got an opening at 87 if you're in.
And then those guys brought their friends and they didn't screen them at all. And they had a shag of like all of 2 minutes. And then afterwards, we see the aftermaths and you just see like a whole lot of condoms in the room. And then she's like, crying. She literally cries and breaks down afterwards. And she's like, oh no, I just feel like I didn't like, she felt like she disappointed some of the guys. And we're like, no, girl, no, no, that's not it. Your body was saying no. And you're like, you're in a shock right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's trauma. Basically, it's trauma.
Yes. And that was basically the documentary.
Here's another take.
Just looking at her. And like,
again, I don't want to get the nitty gritty of all that kind of stuff, but many tribes around the world have always had this whole takes a village thing.
Yes.
Doesn't she apply to after birth? It applies to conception. So you get the strongest genes of like the smartest person in the village, the strongest.
Well, that's why in humans, women are the selectors.
Yeah. Okay.
Largely, so now, for genetic variation.
So Lily hasn't so much selected it. She's taken the town. So what if this kid comes out to be the strongest, smartest? Okay.
Oh.
Again, the 100 that went in there, maybe the genes wouldn't have been so great. But what if, like, in 20 years' time, on the at the Olympics, Lily's child is like this fucking
decathlete.
alpha athlete and wins gold for Great Britain. The story on that, because everyone's going to lay claim to like, oh, that's my kid.
Oh, Congo Chris is a bit that room smelled like a PE nightclub. That's revolting.
And now, she's banned from, traveling or going to certain places, which I totally understand, because they don't want this nonsense taking place in
Can you imagine being that Airbnb? how does the Airbnb review Lily?
Yeah, I mean, do they put among their reviews, remember, this is the place that hosted Lily Phillips and her shagathon.
Oh, my word.
I mean, I don't know. There are going to be sickos that will want to be sleeping in that bed or whatever. There are. There are people who will.
I'd just love to read the review from the place.
Mm. Yeah. Or I don't think she left the review. I don't think she's conscientious.
No, but the person always reviews you as well.
Yes, I know.
Two-way thing.
I must have said, well, there was a lineup. There were guys lined up around the block. And
surprisingly well kept after the kilometers of cock that Lily brought into the unit.
And we had to... Yes, we had to deep clean every part of that room.
They had to keep the windows
sulfuric acid. No, I would not. If I knew that was the Airbnb where all that nonsense took place, best believe I'd not want to.
They would have to have given that room. They have to have given the room smelling salts by itself.
Listen, I mean, it is a rare thing that 100 guys bang a girl in one room, but there are probably B&Bs that you might have stayed in where. Also, some terrible things have happened.
I've stayed in some places where truckers have done things, no doubt.
For sure, right?
When you travel,
don't know, you go to a hotel.
That is
you don't
so
know
true.
Who was there before.
Yeah. Some murders might have taken place, yeah.
In my DJing days, I had UV lights, the places I went to sometimes for draws.
Sheesh. Mm-mm. Don't think about it too much. It's going to make you very uncomfortable.
I haven't until now.
All right. Lily and the Sea of Engorged Cocks, says Lee. That's what it should have been called. Lily likes Willy. Okay, Lee, yeah, you can stop now. I know you're getting very carried away. This Lee is, she's on a mission. All right, just put up Lily fucked silly as opposed to Lily slapped silly. Just show what I think the kid, I just sent you a picture now, James, what I think the kid will look like.
Oh, hectic.
After, everyone's... Because she doesn't know. Everybody's stuff mixed and... You haven't got it yet? Okay.
One of those, but again, the follow-up shows. Where are these guys going to be in 10 years' time?
Nowhere. What man in his right mind would actually participate? I'm judging... a shout-out to the guys that wanted to participate and then didn't. I actually have more respect for them.
What, you mean they pulled out?
Literally.
Okay, but there's a shirt. Yeah. Lily could have a merch line
out.
Here.
I was meant to bang Lily, but I pulled out.
I mean, she can make a bit of cash here because she can sell 100 shirts. Everyone who went there, they can buy a shirt with their number on.
Yeah.
And then the guys that pulled out can also buy a shirt saying, I pulled out of Lily. Lily 100.
Yeah, I don't think there are going to be too many guys who will want this on their CV. In 5 years' time, they're not going to want anyone to know.
Gareth, if your life is basically pints at 11 o'clock, fish and chips every single day, and, I don't know, Axe body spray, this might be a thing.
No, but think, she's hot now, right? She's 23. She's the in thing in terms of OnlyFans.
She's the in thing.
Yeah, I mean, in not even five. In 2 years' time, there's going to be somebody else doing something even more ludicrous, and they'll be the talk of the town, and then those same guys will want to shag her.
Yeah.
So.
No, you're not wrong.
Are you saying her fame is fleeting?
Definitely. In fact, within a few months, she's pregnant.
There's the child. That's what I think the child's going to come out like.
Nice jawline.
That's what the child's going to look like. Because, I think you just go way too much
Okay, so I've gone checked for where does Lily live, okay? She's from Derbyshire. That's not a terrible place, is it?
No. It's not horrible. That's up in, it's near Cheshire, Manchester, that sort of area.
She went to Sheffield University.
She went to university.
Yes, that's where she started her promiscuous ways.
I told you, I said before, it's a very bad idea for women to go to university.
Yep. You've been saying it for so long, Gareth, you and your Taliban friends.
I did. I've always said it's a terrible idea for women to be overeducated. They become terrible slappers. you know? It's just, but no one listened to me then, and no one listens to me now. By the way, the rumor is that plane that flipped over onto its undercarriage. Do you remember the plane that was upside down? Rumor has it was a woman pilot.
Oh, hectic.
Okay. Again, let's just... I think that this whole equality thing has gone a little far when we start to put people who turn planes upside down ahead of, you know, people who are more merit-based and probably more qualified.
How has the media spun that? Because, I mean,
I don't know.
There was a
talking.
Plane that landed on
We don't
ice.
Know. They won't actually tell us that it was a woman pilot, which means it was a woman pilot.
No, it could be just a random drunk guy.
No, because this airline in particular puts out TikToks and music videos with girls being girl buses, and they have what they call unmanned flights where there's no man on the crew.
Damn, I tried.
I know.
Not one on the crew.
No, you did try, and you're right to try because give them the benefit of the doubt here, but Endeavor Air is what they called. They're a division, as I understand it, of Delta. And they have literally pinned to the top of their account for the last 6 to 8 months this video of all the girls going, and I kid you not, like we can try and find the video, but it's like all the cabin crew and the pilots who are all women going, live fast, die young. You know that song?
Yeah.
Which is not a song you really should use to advertise.
Not aviation
an
related.
Airline. Live fast, die young. Not the message you want. Live fast, die young. Bad girls doing well. Something like that. And yes, they are bad girls if they land planes upside fucking down. Anyway. So that's interesting. That's happening.
That is just awakened my inner misogynist. No men on a flight. Yeah. That would scare the living crap out of me.
You know, the one place that...
you have to... Because men have had more experience over generations with this kind of thing. I'm not saying women can't do these things.
But no, of course. They're
you
very
can't have
women
zero
pilots.
Men on a fucking team because you need backup all
so
the time.
The point is when you're... The first filter for people is their gender. That's a bad thing. The first filter should be competence. When I get on a plane or when I sit down in a doctor's office or when it's something to do with the prospect of my longevity being narrowed substantially, I want the best person. I don't care if they're old or young, black or white or male or female, but I want the best person. Don't put all those other things ahead of them being the best person. You know, when you go under anesthetic, and you're not conscious, and the person putting you under anesthetic is not good at what they do, your chances of coming back from that are not so great.
Slimmer.
Yeah, and the same getting on a tin can in the sky that is going to fly at very fast speeds through storms.
Ability to fly and land.
Land and take off.
TikTok.
Landing and taking off are the tough parts. Okay, I want that person to really know landing and taking off. Very well. I don't have any problem with it being a woman, but let her be the best. Not on a music video with the other girl bosses dancing. If I looked out of my window before my plane takes off and I see this music video that I'm talking about, where these chicks are dancing on the tarmac next to the plane, making a TikTok, instead of getting in the cockpit and reading the various things, going through their pre-flight safety checks and all that stuff, I'm not going to be so happy. That's not the best time to make a TikTok. It reminds me of during COVID when you had all these nurses and doctors like singing songs and dancing while people are fucking dying in the hospital. You're like, no, now's not the time, guys.
Yeah, well,
look up this Endeavor Air. You'll see I'm not making it up. I'm not being unkind. Hey, by the way, speaking of DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, we're never going to get Starlink, guys.
Oh.
Sorry.
Our hopes weren't high, though.
Yeah, I mean, people are saying, oh, but Starlink's expensive. But wouldn't you like to have the choice? wouldn't you like to have all the options? And then if you wanted to choose Starlink, you could, because it'll work in places others won't, like in the middle of the Drakensberg.
Oh, we're a country that would need that. It'd be really great.
Yeah, and for rural people. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine if all these NGOs that are trying to get internet into schools, for example, some very laudable and excellent goals. Sometimes these cell phone networks we have just don't get there.
And it's hard for them to justify the infrastructure to get there.
Right, and this whole Starlink thing would come from satellites, which are orbiting the Earth. In other words, you would have uninterrupted cell phone signal or internet connection wherever you might be in the country. But we're not going to get it, so it's all a moot point.
But it's also coming from Elon, who obviously there's an ego thing here, and many people in this country who make these decisions are anti-Elon.
Yeah, they hate Elon. Well, you know, I mean, Elon has...
I'm glad it didn't come.
Have you seen what he said about traveling to South Africa? Sorry, Sims, just look at this. Have you got the picture there? Because Ben found this.
Oh.
You know, we often do like travel advisories on the show. We
keeping the Friday festive.
A window seat, but yeah, I mean, this is good.
Look, Elon's been saying a lot about this country, and I think there is an element of good and bad. There's no doubt about
that. Sure.
Okay.
And I think this one might not be within line with our, you know, visit SA kind of.
South Africa alive with possibilities.
Yeah, it's not quite the
same. So what were you going to say before we get to the picture?
I was going to say that I'm actually glad Starlink is not coming to South Africa, because our government would have fucked it up.
Well,
no, they wouldn't have.
No, yeah, because
they wouldn't have been involved. The they are fucking it up. That's the reason it's not coming.
But I'm saying, you know how our government, they always find a way to get their hands onto something, and even something so great, and you know, where you think about it and you're like, this could work. Our government.
Yeah, but they would. That's exactly why it's not coming, because they wanted.
Yeah, you see?
They wanted to put their greasy, dirty, thieving hands into the pie of Starlink before it was even here. They're not like.
They're already thinking of corruption.
You know, maybe they didn't go to him and go, you know, you want to come into this country. I mean, they're in Zimbabwe, Starlink, okay? They're in Zimbabwe. And Zimbabwe even knew to not impose stupid shit on them. But our government could have said. They could have said, like, okay, can we ask that 5% of the Starlink, the profits go to helping under-resourced township schools or rural schools, which is a great combo that could have worked out well for everyone. And it can go straight to the schools. It doesn't have to come through us, because we know you don't trust us, Elon. He doesn't. But instead, they were like... Well, we've got our comrades over here who want their share. There are a few BEE guys who are... They're taking a break from eating at La Parada in Waterfall to come to this meeting to stake their claim to some of your money, Elon. That's what they did. Right? So that's gross. And obviously he's not going to give any of that away. It's only dumb... post-94 white South Africans who are in business and feel guilty that gave free stuff to Cyril and Tokyo and all those guys who are very, very rich. Very rich. Did they give any of that? Did it all trickle down to like young black entrepreneurs who are starting their own thing now and getting some advantages from the system? Hell no.
No.
So why should Elon want to give any money to those already evidently corrupt people that he's... treating with
happily corrupt people,
happily, man.
Boastful, I mean, as well.
Did you see Cyril? Like, he spoke at some event. I mean, he's so excited about the G20 coming here.
Oh, gosh,
but nobody else is, because guess what? For us, there's no benefit. I mean, there might be a conference center in Durban that makes some money this year because of it. That's it.
Is that where they're having it?
That's where they're having it
in Durban.
The place
that's so disastrous.
the SA Open golf tournament's in Durban next week. They're cleaning some stuff up. So the more of these events go in there, they might have...
I hope so. I mean, I love Durban. I'm not going to say that I take any joy in Durban falling to pieces. And it's been run pretty fucking badly. But if that'll help a little bit, then cool. But I don't see it making any difference. And also, by the way, there's the G7, there's the G8. There's the G12, there's the G20. Like,
wait, why are there so many G something?
Because they keep adding like nonsense nations to this list.
Yeah, the fact that we're in the G20 means that there's...
And also, can someone explain to me what the difference is between any of those various Gs, right? Or Davos, where it's the World Economic Forum, or the United Nations Security Council? Like, just explain to me which one we should actually take seriously. Like, which one of these is where really important decisions get made? Because it seems to me that none of these no one's ever gone, yeah, well, you remember that decision that was made at the G20 in 2014, that was very, very momentous. That was the moment that everything changed in the world. I think they just get together, free flights that the citizens are paying for with tax money. These leaders get together, they slap each other on the back about how much they've got away with without anyone putting them in jail. Mm. And they fuck hookers, because that's what they do. You know the most expensive hookers in the world? Davos. During the week of the Davos.
Well, they got to fly in too.
The most expensive prostitutes in the world. They fly in from all over because they know that's the time to cash in, right?
Yes.
Maybe that's what Lily's building up to.
So maybe that's...
That's why she's dealing with these numbers like G20. She's going to do the G100. You know, it's going to be Lily, most expensive prostitute in all of Davos.
Wow.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's funny how it often comes back. When you look at it like a situation, try to find worth. It's the prostitutes that benefit. They're the only ones that actually win.
It's the oldest business in the world.
They're the only ones that win out of these G summits.
They are. It's them and a couple of people who work at the conference center.
So then, are prostitutes actually running the world if they can get these things together so frequently?
Who run the world? Girls.
Pause.
Who run the world?
Pause. Maybe that's what it comes down to, guys. We've solved the riddle of why these things come together. It's because some madam is actually running the world.
Where's that Elon tweet? Have you got it?
Pulls together Davos, all that kind of stuff.
Listen, by the way, I don't know how Elon finds as much time as he does to tweet. The guy's running 100 companies.
I've always thought
he's running Doge.
Love it.
Sure, but he loves Twitter more than anyone else. I'm glad he owns it because he loves it the most.
Do you know how mentally fucked up you got to be on Twitter for that much of a day and interact?
And I'll tell you what, like, you're not getting great feedback, even if you're Elon Musk. Okay, so here it is. Let's take a look. Cape Town is essentially a beautiful theme park and it's generally kept safe for the tourists. So staying in the tourist areas is probably okay. Other parts of the country can be extremely dangerous for a woman traveling alone with no gun. That's not wrong.
Mm-hmm. But I don't like the fact that he added with no gun. He sounds very American there.
If visiting a trusted friend, listen very carefully to the directions of that friend. Do not get lost or go exploring without an escort. Oh, not that kind of escort.
Okay, horse, around the world.
Well, okay.
You don't say you're going
to... So you don't like this. I don't think that's a terrible...
No, it's not that I don't like it. I think it's just one of those dangerous things that everybody who goes now overseas wants to come here. It's like, well, it's... Everywhere is dangerous, right? You can go to so many countries as a woman without a gun and feel horrible and feel unsafe.
I do think we have unprecedented levels of violence against women in this country. That's probably what he's
referring
to.
We started out with the Oscar story. I get you.
But I also want to start out by saying, I don't know. Yeah, Elon, I'd take his advice on a lot of things, but this guy thinks Mars is a tourist destination. Okay. Here's my Yelp review of Mars. Okay. Without having to go there, air unbreathable. Here's a video. Have you got the video of Mars? Let's show you what Mars looks like. Not much to see. Terrible hotels.
Hectic.
Have to take your own oxygen.
Very far. Mm.
Takes a long time to get there. Yeah, look at this. This is what you're going to. Okay. Listen,
dull.
Listen to the wind. Okay.
You can find that in Saudi Arabia much shorter time.
It doesn't help if we talk now because... They can't hear us. Okay. All right. Well, there we go. So
I'm like 60-40 on Elon. I agree with like 60% of the stuff that he does, champions, and says. But the other 40, I'm like,
But
I appreciate his 60.
You don't have to be a fanboy, right? I mean, like you can appreciate the good that he's doing. You can appreciate that he's a highly successful, highly efficient. Mm-hmm. Thoughtful kind of guy, but he's weird as hell. I mean, there's this new story this week, but okay, my point with showing that video is this is not the guy to ask about like tourist information.
Yes.
We do a thing on the show here every second Wednesday called The Window Seat. That's better. Get your info from the experts in that field.
Oh, I agree.
But this guy wants to go to Mars. So I would take it with a pinch of salt when he talks about Cape Town or South Africa or any of that stuff. I mean, you know, we're all living here and it ain't so bad.
I sometimes think that guys like that, is that they need the far out to stretch all their ideas. He's got so much in his head that he can't keep them terrestrial. It's like Lily. She has such a hankering for cock. She can't look at a relationship. She has to look at a 300-person game.
Wait, so, then you can't put Elon and Lily guys, in the same.
You can. She's a master of her art.
Guys, if you just hear me out, like if you come back from the grocery store, right, and you've got fuck tons of stuff, right, you don't just put it on top of your stove or push in the fridge. You need a big table. Okay, ridiculously sized table. It's like Elon, all the stuff in his head is so much. He has to have Mars as like his out there. Okay, yeah. So everything leads into that. Same with Lily. Okay. Insatiable desire for so much cock. She can't just have a boyfriend. She has to have that.
Okay, so the other weird thing about Elon is apparently there's another kid from another woman. Okay. So, you know, look, he can afford it,
yes.
But that doesn't mean he should do it. He's got... I don't know how many kids now, but there are at least four different wives. Now, I've often joked that if I had lots and lots of money, I would make five different kids with five different women and then make them compete every year. And then I'd keep the winning one, the one who was the best at all the things.
Just for the year, and then they come back again for
qualification? No. The others would be sent to the orphanage. But I was joking. I think Elon's actually doing this.
Yes. Guys,
this is exactly my point, right? Because he has so many ideas and so much life in him, he has to have lots of kids with other people.
But we're not making an excuse
He's done an interview where he shares that he genuinely believes that the Earth is underpopulated and that we need more people on Earth. And so this is him.
Lily.
Yes, he's playing his part on making sure there are enough people.
So technically, there are then overlaps between Lily and Elon.
Guys. I mean, I have to upset you. The two of you poo-pooed me straight off the bat. But he is right.
We decided last week no poo-pooing on this show.
Exactly. But if you look at it, he is right. In developed areas with declining birth rates, like Japan's been fucked for ages.
Yeah.
The Scandinavian countries.
No, the problem is they haven't been fucked for ages.
Yeah, well, true. But that's the declining birth rates.
People in those countries are being paid money to have children, which is kind of like South Africa, except here you're supporting a whole bunch of children that you did not decide to have or that are not yours.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, there are kids all over this country who are on welfare. And Cyril boasts about this, 26 million people on social grants in this country, which, by the way, is not a lot of money, hey? A couple of $100 a month, 300 and something. That's not enough to live on. We shouldn't be boasting about that because it's a terrible small amount. Mm. And these people don't have jobs. Yep. And the tiny number of people who are tax-paying citizens have to keep paying for that. That's bad. Yeah. So Lily and Elon may have a point. But... like there are caveats to all of this. Okay, so let's get to some sport because otherwise we will end up being at 8 o'clock and we still haven't done the sport. Ben has prepared some stuff for us.
It's almost like you don't value it, Gareth.
No, I do, and I know Simpu is especially excited to hear if Accrington Stanley may be playing this week.
Guys, we need to give them a break. They lost last week again. Oh, I mean, that's like four or five in a row now, guys. And I can't help but feel ever since we started reporting on them, they've been dog shit.
Okay, we'll start.
So, look,
do they know where Lily lives?
Can we just give Accrington Stanley a week off? Let them breathe a bit? Because I think the expectation that a South African show is now following them has got them sweating in the dressing room.
Fair enough.
I'm pretty sure the coach goes in there and goes, right, the real network's following us, guys. We need to get this together. Because they have been horseshit since we followed them.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Pressure's off.
Let's let them breathe.
But you got this, boys.
Much like Lily's vagina, let's just let Accrington Stanley breathe.
I just want to see who the coach is so I can follow him and then put extra pressure on him.
He's been taken off social media with all the comments from the show.
All right.
Guys, I mean, they had a bumper. They sold all the tickets for the Valentine's pea pies and gravy evening last week.
Oh. People all actually because
of
those.
Of course. Oh. Someone's mom was singing. There was a raffle.
Oh.
Okay, so not Accrington Stanley, but the Bulls. They are playing the Lions. It is the only URC match this weekend because Six Nations is back. So the Six Nations countries, they're all going to go do that. So there's one game these teams have to then catch up on because the Lions, I think, two games behind the rest in the log.
Okay.
So they'll be at Loftus at 2.
Now, Loftus gets 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. But it's been pissing with rain the whole day. That field was already fucked from some concert. It's going to be slippery. It's going to be rough. It's going to look like shit. But if you get there early, if you get there early, there's also the fight nights. Oh, fuck's sake. The fight night bonanza, basically, right? So I was a bit premature because I made the mistake of listening to radio that, a couple of weeks ago. The fight thing is happening before the game this week.
Oh, okay.
So if you go
so
to...
if there was a fight last week, that was a voluntary
that
thing.
That was probably just...
That was just an argument that broke out and
so
violent.
It's Pretoria versus Joburg, right? It's the Trans-Jukske derby, and the Jukske is already flooding this week, so it's already dramatic.
Yes.
But if you get to the B fields before the game, you can watch fights, okay? So Muk Rapapali, he's a Jakaranda disc jockey.
Oh, yes?
Sure. He's fighting against Wesley Gabriels.
Who's that?
Let's
just go with him also being a DJ.
And then you can see Sebastian Rothman versus Shadow Shabane.
Okay.
And then Lionel Mapu, who used to play for both the Lions and the Bulls.
And fell on hard times.
He's fighting Manas Borsov. Those actually got a bit claim before the match. Guys, I mean, that's pretty exciting. Get in there. Loftus, what a day out. It's going to be a shit game.
Maybe you explained this to me before. I don't remember. These are actual, like, fighting people.
No, these are just personalities and ex-players. Oh.
But they've got, like,
a ring.
Boxing ring up.
Yes. There's going to be an amateur boxing spectacular.
Because what? The guys at the car bar fighting with each other that's not good enough.
You've got to mix it up when you're hosting people, right? Like, you've got to have live bands and you've got to have all kinds of stuff.
All right, so you had Cameron Simon on your show the other day on the bouts, yes. Right? And it was terrific. And he mentioned his Murabur.
Yes.
So is that... He's doing another season of that.
So season one of Murabur.
There's a lot of... Like people trying to promote people fighting.
It's how societies connect. So
if America is offering our Afrikaans guys, who's going to do Murabur?
Exactly. That's why we've got to
keep
our Murabur.
There's some black farmers.
It's not the same.
It's not quite the same.
Because
I'll tell you why it's not the same. Because there's not historical beef amongst black farmers, right? So what Cam was telling us is that there was beef between like, the Millie Oak from Brits.
Against the guy who put his borehole like into the same reservoir as the other guy and
so there
stole
was a,
his water.
There literally was flace between these oaks, right?
Okay.
And that's how this thing started. It's like this oak will probably want to fight against that oak, and they literally handpicked them.
Oh.
Then season two, 190 farmers then applied to be on the show.
Okay, but these farmers are a wealth of real, as you say, beef and issues because you've had that one Boersoek 'n Vrou, right? Yeah. Which is a show where these Afrikaans farmers, they're the ones who are trying to, and not just Afrikaans, actually, to be fair, and it's not all white either, but Boersoek 'n Vrou is like the same market, effectively, and they're looking for a wife.
Yes.
Now they're looking to moor another boer.
This is why we have to protect.
I mean, we've got to look after our farmers.
We've got to protect these oaks. They are the backbone of this country.
Stay.
They're incredible. So that show was going to happen this year. Eventually, Cam worked out that like 70 of them do have amateur boxing backgrounds. So you had to like scrap them. But still, about 120 of these oaks are going to go into the mix. And then they end up fighting like a main night.
Okay,
that's a very different story.
And this guy who's fighting this weekend is called Manas.
No, Manas Borsov. He used to play flower for the Lions.
Oh, okay. But we've got a song about a guy called Manas, don't we?
It's Manas.
Manas. Oh, your finger ate mine. Manas. No. Don't we have that song, Flex?
I feel like you're sullying my very professional sports wrap up here.
I'm pretty sure someone even in the comments came up with this. Very good. All right, so back to you, Ben.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, that's local rugby, but the Six Nations is where it's at this weekend for the rugby, okay? Mm-hmm. So Ireland, fuck, I hate Ireland. Not the people, the rugby team. They're such a bunch of dicks. They have won the first two games of the Six Nations. They pretty much are the favorites now because they got a good draw in that. They had England at home. They won. They then trounced Scotland, but Scotland are pretty average at the moment. France lost to England, which was a massive bummer for them. So this weekend, none of those teams are playing each other just yet. So it's Wales versus Ireland. Wales, if they lose this one, 15 in a row. So Wales are going to lose this one.
That's horrific.
They'll have lost 15 in a row. England are taking on Scotland for the Calcutta Cup. there's many, many cups in the Six Nations because they can't win the World Cup. So when the Six Nations comes together, it's like a G6. Mm-hmm. Everyone gets a bit of a chance. And then Sunday, Italy will be taking on France. So I think very predictable where the results are going to go this week. But next week, the next round is the big one because then Ireland will play France at home and that will decide the Six Nations. Obviously, there's been so much rain in the country. A lot of games in the Betway Premiership have been postponed. Mm-hmm. Or if they might even be cancelled because who knows with these schedules. So, I don't know. There might still be games this weekend. Pirates are meant to be playing Cape Town City on Saturday at 3:30. And Sundowns are scheduled to play TS Galaxy, 5:45.
All right.
English Premier League, that's where it's at, of course. James's team, Liverpool, I think have now lost their bottle. They're just not winning like they used to. Ooh. They had a disappointing draw against Aston Villa, were kind of lucky, perhaps. So they are top of the log. And they're top of the log by, I think, 7 points. But they've got a game over the other teams now because they've caught up their matches. Mm-hmm. Leicester will be taking on Brentford tonight at 10, if you really want to get into it straight away. Brentford have actually been pretty solid the last few games. Mm-hmm. But tomorrow, Saturday, the big one. Everton versus Man United. Now, this is why it's big. Since Alex Ferguson departed Man United, there's been a string of oaks, like Lily's love life. They've just come and gone. Offered nothing. There's just nothing happening there, right? It's amazing how we can bring Lily into everything. But David Moyes was one of the guys that was then pitched. So Celtics basically said, here's my guy. Mm-hmm. He's also Scottish. He's not quite as drunk.
He's not quite as ornery.
He's going to follow in my footsteps and be my successor.
Okay.
And he was okay. Like, when you look back at it now, under David Moyes, Man United weren't completely dog shit.
Okay.
Under Ruben Amorim right now, they are horrendous. Okay. So now Moyes is like getting a bit of a tune out of Everton again. And now they have this matchup.
Huh.
So there's always
there's a high stakes for him.
There's always a side story. Right. And Man United look terrible. And even like the players that they've sold who were shit are now doing so well in other places.
It is a management problem.
Yeah.
It's a place problem. So that game will be at 2:30. Ipswich will be hosting Spurs at 5, and then Arsenal versus West Ham at 5. That's a big one. And Aston Villa, Chelsea at 7:30. But then Sunday, this is where we get into the real, real big stuff. Newcastle versus Nottingham Forest at 4. And then the big game. James is very nervous about this because Man City, although they got dicked against Real Madrid this week, Man City are hosting Liverpool in a match that Pep Guardiola's legacy will be hinging on.
Mm.
Not really, but let's make it sound like that. 6:30 on Sunday. If Liverpool don't get full points here, Arsenal do get full points. It makes a title race very, very interesting suddenly. And then the Champions Trophy, that is basically the Cricket World Cup cut in half. So it's only over like 2.5 weeks. It's 8 teams.
Okay.
South Africa will be playing today for the first time. They'll be taking on Afghanistan, who hate women. Yes. Never forget that, okay?
Yes, they hate women.
We said last week, this tournament, the Proteas aren't going to win this, but they could have won some hearts. But they're going to go and just play, and because some causes don't matter. So that'll be today, 11 o'clock. Then tomorrow, we've got Australia versus England, which is always entertaining at 11. And then Pakistan versus India. But because India runs world cricket, they're not playing this game in Pakistan where the tournament's hosted.
Oh.
They're playing in Dubai. Much nicer hookers, apparently.
Oh.
But yeah, India do whatever they want. So they just think we're never going to Pakistan because they call them goat fuckers and all kinds of other things.
Now they're long years of many, many years of deep-seated hatred.
So put it this way, like they own cricket to the extent that we don't know where the final is yet. If Pakistan make it to the final and they play against Australia, then cool. It'll be in Pakistan. If India in the final, then they'll just go, okay, guys, we got Dubai waiting for us.
It's amazing how much they control things.
That's money, huh?
Yeah, India. Cricket is their bitch.
They've got all that control. And, Pakistan, actually, you guys need to fucking step up here. You finally get a tournament in Pakistan, okay? Because obviously there was like people getting killed and it wasn't the most amazing place. But you got a tournament there. They were so limp in that first game against New Zealand. They were dog shit. You guys have got to be inspired by the fact that India is mocking you.
Yeah.
Come out there and
fight back.
Fight back. Like they're going to go to Dubai, drink a couple of Pepsis. They'll be limp again. But be better, Pakistan. Come on.
I love that India just go, we're not going to play in Pakistan. We'll take it to Dubai and we'll pitch.
That's amazing. What they can do.
Hmm.
So that's pretty much the sport for the weekend.
That's good.
We had a really good guest on the Bounce Show this week. We have, it's going so well.
Yeah, you were doing so well there for a second until his brain glitched completely.
We had Brent Graham. Now, Brent Graham is like he's a betting guru, right? So we had a huge show about betting. what to look for, what to do, what not to do. And then we actually go more into the ICC Champions Trophy there. So on the Real Networks YouTube channel, get the full show there with Brent. Awesome, just really great guy to chat sports with. He has a really cool story of how he got a bet wrong and then had to then take his family off for dinner and he felt quite shit about it.
Congo Chris says, with regard to what you said about the local PSL, because of very bad, terrible things happening in the PSL, Trump has signed an executive order to give Kaizer Chiefs fans refugee status as
It's because they've been losing so much.
You come here, it's terrible, terrible things are happening. So that's what's going to go on there. Where can I send the tissues to your Man United co-host on the bounce, says Jason.
Jason is going through some tough times because he's also a Chiefs fan.
Oh, my God.
I don't think
poor Sandy, he really chooses.
Sure knows how to pick them. Yes.
He probably, knowing his luck, he'd be guy 101 with Lily.
He would be. If Sandile got the straws, he would be 101 on Lily. But he was actually at the game this week. So Chiefs took on SuperSport United at the start of this week. SuperSport United haven't scored more than one goal in a game since Lily was probably a virgin.
Oh, my God. That's a long time.
Just keep going, Lily. Yeah. And they scored four against Kaizer Chiefs.
Wow.
Four.
Yeah. It's tough times for Chiefs fans.
And two of the guys that scored used to play for Chiefs.
The Mutaung family must be struggling.
I don't feel sorry for them. Bugger, bugger for life.
Oh, right. Okay.
Exactly. And that's the spirit of sport right there.
All right. So that's pretty much it for the first hour. I can't believe it's been an hour, but we've got lots of cool stuff for you, including I found this list of there's an artist who's come up with the most useless things, household things imaginable. Like, how do you take something that's really useful, like a fork, for example, and make it useless? Well, this artist has done exactly that. So I want you to see some of these pictures because it's really very, very imaginative.
Okay.
And I've got so much other stuff for you, including an optimistic take on Nosferatu.
Oh.
I watched the Nosferatu movie. I mean, the female lead, she spends the whole movie going... That's her whole, the whole way through the movie. That's her facial expression the whole time.
Brilliant acting, eh?
Well, I mean, if you could keep that face no matter what's going on, yes, probably. So we'll get into that just now. And a whole lot more. Plus, we got a guest joining us in the last half hour. Don't go anywhere. Good Friday morning.